My guest at this time is Minnesota Republican Congressman Chip Cravack. He is a freshman from the Gopher State's 8th Congressional District, and he's a longtime commercial air pilot, which may be one of the reasons he has some pretty good insight into a reason that he's proposing new legislation known as H.R. 1801. It's called the Risk-Based Security Screening for Members of the Armed Forces Act. In plain language, that basically means he wants to expedite security screenings for America's military heroes, given all that they've done for our country, and not add any hassle to their trip home. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great being with you, Greg. Thank you.
I know you've witnessed this firsthand, and that's how you've kind of got the idea that this legislation is necessary. What did you actually see as these servicemen try to process through the airport?
Well, I travel quite a bit, obviously, for my job here. And one of the things I see when I'm going through the airport that just disturbed me, it was just wrong. There was a young trooper, actually I'd been speaking with him, that it was coming back from Afghanistan and was continuing on to his home. And he had to go through security. And one of the things you see is they go through security with their boots on. And unfortunately, you know, he rang the buzzer, and he had to go back again and take off his boots, his jacket, all of the things that he was wearing, and have to go back through security. It was pretty much he almost had to disrobe to go through. And I just said that this was wrong. I remember looking at his boots, and they were full of sand. And I said that he came directly from Afghanistan, and here he is being treated like this, and this is not what I think that our troops should be treated like when they're coming back, and all they want to do is go home, because I've been there. I served for 24 years, and at a point you just want to go home, and going through one more hassle just isn't worth it, and this isn't how he should have been treated. Investigating even further, I had heard stories that some of our service members, for example, that work in EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal, they have traces of explosive material on their body constantly. It's in their hair. It's infused in their skin. And I had heard a story, and talking one of the service members, how an EOD gentleman had been detained for 4.5 hours going through the security process. And that is just wrong in treating our heroes when they're returning back from serving our country.
So what does the bill do?
What the bill does is it creates an expedited screening system. It does not remove them from screening. It is an expedited screening system that allows them to keep on their blouse jackets, allows them to keep on their boots and their belts and their designations and insignia, and go through an expedited process. It's very similar to what we're doing on the civilian side in the Trusted Traveler program. This is a risk-based analysis, meaning our service troops that are coming back from the war zone or traveling in uniform on orders are a low-risk potential threat. By allowing our troops to go through there, it does a couple things. One, it obviously supports our troops getting to where they need to be, but it also eliminates a lot of the extra time that has to be spent on every individual that goes through training or going through security, and allows a normal American being expedited through the line as well. So it does a couple things that benefits all of us.
We're talking with Minnesota Congressman Chip Cravack, and Congressman, obviously if this passes the House and Senate, it unanimously passed the committee, so it seems like it's got a pretty good chance to become law. The TSA will obviously need to comply, but what's been the TSA response to the proposal of this bill? Are they already on board, or is this something that they're a little bit leery of?
No, they're already on board. As a matter of fact, when 1801 passed in committee by unanimous vote, it kind of gave the green light to Administrator Pistol saying, you know what, we need to start doing working in this direction. And we had I'd already spoken to Administrator Pistol offline, and we all agreed that this is something that just needs to be done. And we've already started a program out in California in Monterey, allowing troop members with military IDs, starting an expedited process. So the framework is already there. And like I said, after it passed through committee, I think it gave the green light to Administrative Pistol that this is something we would definitely get behind and support.
Now, I think most Americans would certainly support that respect for our troops as well. The question, I'm sure, has arisen in your mind as well as others, though, that if this is known that there is, I don't know if an easier screening, but a less obtrusive screening, that this could be a way for a potential terrorist to game the system, pose as a troop member, for example, forge the ID if it's possible for them to do that, and then therefore get less intensive screening, and that could be a compromise point. How worried are you about that, if at all?
Well, you remember, this is just part of a layered process with the TSA. I mean, this is no silver bullet in regards to our security. There are many layers within the TSA in protecting our airlines and making sure that we have the safest airlines flying public in the world. So by expediting these screening does not mean that we're eliminating the screening. They still go through screening, but it's just an expedited, kind of like a trusted traveler type of program, which we have today. And a lot of people do bring up the incident regarding Major Hassan, but the military itself has taken this on board to identify risks themselves within their own community. And again, using that layered approach, we will be able to identify higher risk passengers and using risk-based intelligence when people go through our security system.
Congressman, this hits the floor today, and I'm guessing, given the committee vote, it's expected to pass pretty clearly, correct?
I would think that we would be able to pass it on voice vote alone on the floor, so I have high hopes for this bill.
Well, that makes it pretty special in and of itself if there's that much debate in this Congress. So, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's always a pleasure. Take care now.
Thank you, sir, very much. Minnesota Republican Congressman Chip Kravac represents his state's 8th Congressional District. As you heard in the interview, he's a former member of our armed forces for 24 years. He's also a former commercial airline pilot and a member of the Homeland Security Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.